神的殿这个重要的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we're going to continue with this morning topic. We're going to go into a third section.
那请看第三点，就是在列王记上的八章。
Let's look at First King chapter 8.
在所罗门献殿的时候，他早上说过有三个很重要的道理。
First King chapter 8. This morning, as we mentioned, when King Solomon was giving this dedicatory message.
啊，那第一个就是守约施慈爱的神。
So the first thing he mentioned is this God that keeps his covenant.
是二十三节的重要的句子。第八章的二十三节。
First King chapter 8 verse 23.
神是守约施慈爱。
And the Lord of Israel, He is the one who keeps the covenant.
And 施慈爱。
And He is merciful.
这是很重要的道理。
This is very, very important.
以色列人，包括圣经的记载者，都很清楚这个。
And all the record of this message, they are very clear about this.
那第二个是二十四跟二十六节。
Verse 24 and verse 25.
那神的祝福是有条件性的。
That's a condition to the blessing of God.
因为这里也说你的子孙若谨慎自己行为。
Here it says that if your descendants are careful with their ways.
也就是说所罗门跟他的子孙众以色列民很谨慎来爱神守他诫命。
So in other words, they should be cautious of their way and obey commandment.
就有人不断做以色列的国位。
And then there will be someone from Israel that continue to be the king.
所以说这里就有这个如果那么就有。
So that's a condition. If you were, and then you shall, and you will.
我们早上 举出、跟这个一样的有两个或三个那个经典式的记载。
So this morning we also mentioned about this in the message.
就第二章跟刚以后就八章以后的第九章。
So we continue in this chapter 8 and chapter 9.
就说都有这句话。
And all have this condition.
大卫的子孙如果谨慎爱神守他的诫命，就不断有人做王位。
Here it says continually that son of David, only if your sons take heed to your ways, then only.
这个神的法则是应用到列邦列国跟个别的信徒。
And so this the law of God is used in all different countries. That belongs to this.
那旧约跟新约的道理也是，就是说集中在这一句话。
And the central message of the Old Testament is in this message.
所以我们说神的采取主动权的拣选，他的守约。
So the sovereign choice of God and his covenant.
然后呢，他也要祝福。
And he will also bless.
可是要看人的有没有信心跟顺服
来对应。But it all depends.Whether man can respond with faith.
不管这个以色列和犹大的王国。
And not only the king of Israel and Judah,
而且是个人的信徒。
But also the individual man of Israel.
就是只要离开了神的道，那他们就没有办法承受
在律法书那所写的祝福。
The moment when they leave and depart
from the words of God, they will not receive.Any blessing from God.
但是他们要是像尼尼微那个转意来行善。
But if they were able to turn back to God, just like the people in Nineveh,
那本来的毁灭也就不给他们，反而神祝福他们。
Execute the destruction, and instead God will bless them.
所以大家要知道的话，就可以用耶利米书十八章。
So if you want to learn more, you can look at Jeremiah chapter 18.
早上所查考的陶匠家里头。得到的一个教训。
It's just like this morning what we have studied, the teaching, the lesson that the potter has learned in his household.
是有关诸邦列国的这个神跟人的关系。
And it's about the relationship of God and man.
那另外就是我们在这个礼拜要查考的耶利米书十八章，其实就是以西结书八章。
And we're going to study Jeremiah chapter 8. It's also
18.
in Ezekiel chapter 18.
两个都是十八章。
They are all chapter 18.
啊，所以以西结是关个人的道义责任。
In the book of Ezekiel chapter 18 is concerning about the moral responsibility of individual members.
所以说在神面前他们要得到祝福就要对神对人有应该负的责任。
So in order to receive blessing from God, they have to execute their responsibility before God and before man.
不然的话就会像犹大，虽然他本来有这个使徒的位份跟他特殊的荣光，可是他自己丢弃了。
Otherwise, they'll be like Judah, although they originally have the role and the status of the
apostleship. Of the apostleship.
Apostleship, but then they lost it.
好，那我们今天下午集中在第三段的道理。
And this afternoon, we're going to concentrate on the third.
这个就要从具体的跟抽象的。
So today we're going to look at a very concrete and elusive
神的本质问题
characteristic of God.
那另外我们从时间空间这个有限跟无限性来讨论。
And next we're going to look at that very limited time and space to
infinity and infinity.
To study this characteristic of God.
那所以说我们好好的思考这两端，一个是我们要具体，可是又是抽象。
So we're going to study this two aspects of God. On one hand, he's very concrete. On the other hand, he's very abstract.
就神好像在这儿，在这有形的这个物质这空间里头。
So it seems like God is here in this space.
但是他又不像我们人所想象的，说语言所描写的。
But he's not like what man can imagine and what the language can describe him.
他又是超越的。
He is one that surpasses all.
那他又是超越，而且是无限的。
And he surpasses all, and he is omnipresent.
好，那我们现在就来看这句话。
So we're going to look at this.
看列王记上的八章。
Chapter 8, First King chapter 8.
是第三段在讲神的这种英文叫 elusive presence,
so,
神的若隐若现。
We're going to look at the elusive presence of God.
E-L-U-S-I-V-E. 好，那这个是说二七节了。
So we're going to look at chapter 8, verse 27.
神果真住在地上吗？看哪，天和天上的天尚且不足你居住。何况我所罗门所造的这个殿呢？好，先念这一段。
But will God indeed dwell on earth? Behold, heaven and the heavens of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built?
这个圣殿用七年的光阴造成。
So this temple took seven years to build.
而且呢，是可以说把那个国力都将近把它耗尽了。
So they used up almost all this nation's resources to build this temple for God.
包括所罗门很多的宫殿，这个宫殿。
And includes this temple includes many of the courtyards of God.
而且呢，也牵涉到北部的这黎巴嫩这个西兰王。
And also, they even utilize the help from the king of Lebanon.
反正说，在六章八七章，我们看得很清楚，他
的
投入很大。
In this chapter 6 and 7, that they have put a lot of resources in building this temple.
那现在这第一圣殿已经建成。
So this temple is completed.
也要献给神。
And then they're going to dedicate this temple to God.
那神，但是呢，所罗门体认到一点。
But King Solomon realized this point.
就说神是超越的。
That God surpasses
all. 他是无限的。
And he is unlimited.
那怎么可以在我这人手所造的？这其实它是方寸
And how can God dwell in this man-made temple?
就说这时候在问这句话。
So he is asking this question.
其实说神的确如此。
So God is indeed.
你天和天上的这个天。诸天都不足他的居住。
So even the heavens above heavens of heavens cannot even contain this God.
何况这几百英尺高宽阔的这样，七十五英尺高宽阔的这个圣殿呢
？And what more is this temple that measure this height and this length?
好，那这个在讲什么
？So what does this mean?
这在提起说，圣经其实都有一个属灵的倾向化。
So This tells us that the Bible always have this
spiritualizing process.
That's always have this spiritualizing process.
因为你看的先民他们在口传历史中。
So you can see that all this author, they are passing on this historical fact orally.
把列祖当时他们所处的神, 他们就必用具体化的描写。
So they record down all the descriptions of their ancestor.
因为譬如说神可以用人身显现。
So for example, they'll write down how God appeared like in an image of man.
那我们英文叫做 Anthropomorphosis, 就是说用人的形式来跟他的列祖，就是跟亚伯、以撒、雅各，初代的百姓来交接。
So God appeared before all these ancestors, Abraham, Jacob, and have communication with them.
那就说他真的好像很亲密的一个主。
So God is like a master and a very close friend to all these ancestors,
these people.
So God talks to all these people, walk with them, eat with them.
那有时候你譬如说你看士师记里六章到十三章到十六章的三生的记载。
For example, if you look in the book of Judges, from chapters 13 to 16, there's a record of Samson.
那么神或者他天使。 叫神的使者从天降下来又跟他谈话。
So God came in the image of an angel and talked to Samson.
这都是在口传历史中神以具体形式来把他旨意传播来。
So it's all recorded down from oral perspective.
但是到了先知时代。
So until the time of the prophet.
那先知很清楚认清神的这个本性的本质。
And the prophets, they are very clear about the characteristic of God.
那神的话语都是要默示的。
And the way God talked to them is from revelation.
或在意象的。
Or from vision.
或者在心里头很强烈的在沉思默想。 在思想神的经营神的话语当中有个很强烈的意念
or from the very strong movement of the Holy Spirit that's from their hearts
那就是说神的描写已经就超越比较属于灵界这方面
so in other words the description of God then surpass into a spiritual realm
那你看以赛亚书就是很大的贡献
so in the book of Isaiah it's one of the greatest contributions
他把神的描写就用超越的语言
In the description of God, because the way they describe God is not just God as a concrete person.
但是民族信仰需要一个崇拜的中心点。
But in all kind of culture, they need to have a way to worship God.
所以说神用你要用超验的，就超过这经验界的描写，同时他也要需要一个具体的。 就是说处所来让我们来就近他
So not only God requires to have this spiritual to allow people to worship him spiritually but also in a way that they can relate to him concretely
所以就有圣殿
So that's why they have a temple
有祭司制度
They have this priesthood
有这样子献祭
And they have this sacrifice
还有节期,
And also all the different festivals
饮食规矩, 卫生仪等等,
And they have all the different rule and customs
因为你要拜神, 就需要有这些仪式, 有这样的守则,
And because they need to worship God That's why they need to have all these different customs
所以不能不没有这固定的住所 不能不没有宗教律例,
So that's very important That they need to have all these different religious regulations
但是历史上，神也知道这一点。
And in the history, God also is aware.
因为人的崇拜会变成一种习性，就习惯性。
Because men's tend to fall into this very routine reality of worshiping God.
他们在节期、重要安息日或其他这个这种。 重大宗教会大会的时候
So oftentimes in the very big religious festivals
那他们要进出神的圣殿
They need to go in and out of the temple of God
那他们会献礼物会献他们应该当纳的份
Then often there was sacrifice of food or things that they brought to God
但是越来就是这个日子久了就越来越就是在形式上忘记了内涵它的内在的意义了
So as they continue to do this they then forget this this the true essence of what how they should worship God
所以在先知传统里头
So in the tradition of the prophets.
啊，那你可以看到，就是说有一个倾向，就是属灵化的倾向。
So you can see a trend, a spiritual trend.
也就是说，要呼唤百姓，不要只看重这个固定的住所，
and,
神的这个圣殿。
So this the prophet call out to the people that they should not just focus on this temple that they worship in.
或者只有献上这千千万万的这种油脂，这时候是羔羊来给神。
They just come to this temple with all the sacrifices that they brought with them.
所以他就要求。
So this is
他们这先知就要求。
So the prophets then they make this expectation.
神不喜悦这燔祭，或者是这些礼物。
They remind the people that God does not delight on.
假定百姓不行公义，
they do not
delight. 怜悯。
God does not delight in sacrifices.
存谦卑的心来跟神同行。
Unless the people walk with God in humility and in obedience.
或者说我们已经念过的耶利米书的第七章。
Just now we read in Jeremiah chapter 7.
就是说进进出出的百姓说这是神的殿，这是神的殿，讲了三次。
Walk in and out of the temple, they kept saying this is the temple of God, temple of God.
但是耶利米就指责他们在这个犯诫命上。
But Prophet Jeremiah rebuked them in an area when they have committed adultery.
或者是偷盗。
Or they have committed robberies.
或者其他就在实际上有关的这样的罪行。
Or any crimes that have committed that they have broken the law.
还有在社会上的这个虚谎、欺诈、压榨跟流无辜人的血。
And all the things that have done wrong in society, whether they have lied, they have cheated, or passing slanderous remark and shed the blood.
然后他们还继续来砸圣殿。
And having done all these bad things, they still continue to come in and out of the church and feel that they feel that's nothing.
所以说耶利米书三十一章就一个属灵的殿。
So in the book of Jeremiah, he especially mentions that we should have a spiritual temple.
意思就是说要有这个法版写在心上。
And that we should have the tablet of God written in our hearts.
那三章十五节、十六节就是说，这个约柜不必再提了，因为这你们以为这是神的宝座。
So in chapter 3, verse 15 says, and let's not talk about this tabernacle. This is the ark, the throne of God is in there.
然后第四章二节就是说，你们不要注重外表的这个割礼。
You should not emphasize on outward circumcision.
应该除掉心中的污秽。
But rather you have to take out the filth that's in your heart.
那就好像保罗在罗马书二章二七节、二十八节所强调的，做内在的真以色列人比外在的重要。
Paul mentioned in the book of Romans chapter 2 verse 27-28 that what is important is what is in your heart.
那这跟主耶稣说的，崇拜这个神呐，不是在这个山或哪个。
Just like what the Lord Jesus said, that when you worship God, it's not on this mountain or on the other mountain.
时候到了，是用心灵跟诚实来拜神的。
But rather, you have to worship God with spirit and truth.
所以这是一线相承的一个属灵化的一种倾向，是很正确。
So this is a correct perspective of the continuum of the message of God.
好，那我们现在来思考这句话：天上的天尚且不足你居住。
So let's look at back at First King chapter 8, verse 27, that the heavens of heaven cannot even contain you.
我们要是查考创世纪第一章。
So if we were to study in the book of Genesis chapter 1,
第一节哈
，verse 1,
就是说神起初创造这天和地啊，那个天是复数的。
So God created heaven and earth, and they are plurals.
不是说我们所看的这个蓝天呢，蔚蓝的天空。
So the heavens and earth, the heavens does not refer to the sky, the blue sky.
不是说就说我们看到的日月星辰所布满的这个蔚蓝的天空啊，
blue sky. All the different stars and the planets. That fills in the sky.
这是我们所看到的天，它其实在大气层跟。
This is the sky that we see that's beneath the atmosphere.
但是其实呢，在犹太教或者他们犹太经典来看呢。
But from Judaism,
就是我们可以看到，在旧约时代也是这样子，对，就是说天上有天。
Or in the New Testament, there's heavens above the heavens.
那所以说有三层天、九层天。
So there are seven heavens.
七层天。
Ninth heaven.
那就是说，他们观念上不是只有在我们所看到的这个 sphere.
So their perspective is not just sphere that we see.
刚才我们唱的第五首啊的英文诗啊
，hymns that we sang in
第一节的第二行有一个 music of the spheres.
This verse five, hymns number five, that's music of the spheres.
那其实也是在欧洲啊，或者说这个世界这个中世纪以来啊，都有一个固有的传统观念。
So from the Middle Ages until now, there's this always this traditional.
因为这个世界神的创造对叫 great chain of being 这是一个生命的环节
so God has created this great chain of being
然后你在地球有七个 sphere 七圈
so there are seven spheres in this earth
那神造的这些世界呢就有天使来管每一圈都有他的音乐都有他的那个美妙声音
each spheres God has created an angel to take care of each spheres
所以说这是说神的创造界
So this is a creation of God.
那用中国来说，我们天啊，再来，用人在地，这三才 three potents， 这三才的存在都是神的创造。
So from the perspective of Chinese, there's always this heaven and man.
And then the earth.
And earth.
啊哈，那这个是什么道理
？So what does it mean?
表现出神的创造一个秩序。
So this is tells us the order of God.
那你这个三才的存在上头还有真的是神无限的了。
So above us, there's still this God that's in the heaven.
那你怎么描写他
？So how do you describe?
我们只能说诸天。
So when we describe God, we say heaven.
好，或者说叫穹苍。
Oh, we say universe.
或穹苍就是 firmament。
Firmament
啊，那 Rakia 跟那 Hashimaim 很多很复杂的这种无限的世界哈。
So is this very unlimited universe？
那我们现在来看哦，神怎么被描写
？So how do we describe God？
不是我们所想象的固定的这个物质的或者那种物理的那个观念。
It's not the God that we can describe just using our very concrete language。
我们来看列王记上的十九章。
Let's look at the First King。
这个是蛮让人欣慰的一个记载。
Chapter 19。
在加密山试了真假先知以后。
This is after the Mount Carmel that they tried to differentiate between the true and the false prophet.
那些巴利的假先知被屠宰了。
And after all the false prophet has been executed.
那耶洗别就是这个恶王后啊，他就要追杀这个神人以利亚。
So this very evil queen Jezebel.
那以利亚只好跑就逃命往这个何烈山来。
She was trying to kill Elijah.
那结果在路上他躲进一个洞穴里头。
And he hid himself. He hid himself in a cave.
那请看神怎么出现。
So in this cave, see how God appeared to Elijah.
一方面描写这个在洞里头发热心的先知。
So this Elijah, he was inside the cave and he prayed to God.
他已经忘记神预备了七千个没有向那个巴利跪屈膝跪拜的这真先知。
And God has already created, has already set aside prepared 7,000 of this true prophet that did not worship.
所以他只认为他是在国中仅存的这先知。
So he thought he was the only prophet that's left.
然后他也忘记说，当初他在这加密山上那么勇敢为神来征战。
And he has also forgotten. How he was fighting God, was helping him to fight.
现在竟懦弱的被一个恶后来追杀。
In the Mount Carmel, but now he was running for his life away from Queen Jezebel.
他展现很复杂的人性，也是在低潮的时候所表现的心态。
Showing his very complex emotions during the time of his depression.
那在这个时候，神就显现了。
So this time God appeared to him.
那通常呢，我们只是要知道说神要让他再执行最后两个使命。
So here God wanted him to has two missions for him.
一个就是要就是说要高利以利沙继承他。
So first he's gonna God wanted him to anoint Elijah.
又是高这另外一个以色列王耶户。
To continue after him, and next is to anoint a king.
这是他最后要执行的神的指令了。
So these are the two things that he needs to do for God.
就在这个过程中呢，有记载。
So these two processes, and there's a record.
那请来看十一节。
Let's look at verse
列王记上十九章。
chapter 19, verse 11, First King.
耶和华神说你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时候神从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，就是神从风经过哈，那么神从他面前经过的时候，有烈风大作。
Verse 11, here it says that when God passes by, there was a strong wind and earthquake.
那个山石就崩裂了。
And then the rocks start falling to pieces.
好，这风力很大。
The wind is very strong.
所以说神却不在风中。
But God is not in the wind.
请注意看，这神从风中却不在风中。
So God is not in the wind.
再看风以后有地震。
After this wind,
神却不在地震中。
God is not in the earthquake.
那地震以后有火。
After the earthquake, there was fire.
但是神不在火中。
But the Lord was not in the fire.
我们知道从先知书的描写啊，都有一个特定的一个模式。
So from the way the prophet describes, there's also a very specific style.
风了，火了。
So here it talks about
大地的震动了
，the wind, the earthquake, the fire,
或者乌云
，and the
clouds, 幽冥
，and
darkness,
the darkness,
或者说雷轰
，and the thunder,
还有就是火焰
，and fires and smoke,
还有自然界的震撼
，and all that earthquake
那就是表示神的临在，就是特定的先知书里头的描写。
So this is how the prophet described God.
在自然界有伴随的现象，一定是在神的出现的时候的那时候发生的。
That whenever God is going to appear, there's always something that happened in a natural phenomenon.
就是说有乌云。
There's a dark clouds.
密云黑暗。
And there's a darkness,
或是有风
there's wind,
有火
there's fire,
有自然界的这个震撼震这摇动
all the tremor that's happening in the natural
很威严的神的临在
so that then present God in a very awesome
但是这里却点出来是神的 elusive nature 就是神的若隐若现的本质
so here you can the description of God is an elusive nature.
你以为神在风中。
So you thought that God is in the wind.
你以为他在火里头。
You think that God is in the fire.
他以为在地震。
You think God is in the earthquake.
可以这样说，神不在他们当中。
But God is not in any one of them.
这在讲什么
？So what does these tell us?
当一个神的显现。
So when God appears.
那以为就神就在这里。
So you thought that God is right there.
他神的显现。
But when God appears,
那以为他就是好像风，好像火，好像地震。
Then you thought that God is in the wind, in the earthquake, in the fire.
但是却是不然，就是不一定是这样子。
But it doesn't mean it's not that.
所以这里就给我们说，我们人很容易看到表面现象，就以为神就是在这里头。
So because man is often very concerned with just looking at God in a way that God is there.
那你看旧约圣经先知书里描写神的脸，神在工作的时候。
So when you look in the Old Testament, how to describe?
通常用一样的，就是说神的手指头。
They often describe God using a finger.
神的指头。
And we're using the finger.
也就等于神的脸。
And which means it's the spirit.
那你用神的指头来想的话，他就会画啊，他就会拿，会操作。
So you think of God using His hand when He will start to grab.
但是呢，却不是这样子。
But God doesn't do that.
因为他是个灵。
Because God is a spirit.
所以你在描写看到的以西结书第八章。
So when you look at Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结在这个巴比伦地在跟还众长老在会商的时候。
So when Ezekiel is in the Babylon with together with all the priests.
因为他们被掳了，已经被掳了。
Because they have been captured.
那这些长老常常为了社团，就是为了被掳的这犹太人社团来问。问神的旨意，说话语，神的教训。
So these elders were often called by this group of the Israelites to talk about and ask them about the message.
所以他担任这个 Torah instructor, the Torah teacher.
The elders become
律法的师傅。
The instructor of law.
但是你可以看到神的手就把他拿着这抓着法籍，就从巴比伦地抓到，经过叙利亚来抓到这耶路。
So you can see that then God would use the hand to grab the hair from Syria to Jerusalem.
那就描写其实神的灵把它提取。
So God has grabbed and moved the spirit from one end to the other.
其实是在灵里头，在意象里头的他一个体验。
So this is something that he experienced in a vision,
spirit. 而不是说他在空中飞行，经过这个约旦啊，到耶路撒冷。
But doesn't mean that he actually flew from one area past the river to another.
那当然，主耶稣也用着神的指头了，神的手指在动神迹赶鬼的时候，神的国就临现在你们中间。
So of course, the Lord Jesus also used his hand when he is casting out demons or when he's performing miracles.
所以这个时候，神的灵在你们中间了。
So this time, the God is indeed among us.
所以一方面你看到神迹。
So on one hand, when you see miracles,
好像神的手在这里操作。
It seems like God is his hand.
但是神的灵在工作的时候。
And that's when the Spirit of God is working.
不是人所想的哦，一定要这样捏、这样做、这样的、这样的方向、这样的力度来做。
But God is not actually using hands to mold or to shape it like the way man would imagine what he's doing.
所以有在神面前经过，在这以利亚面前经过的神，在风中却不在风中。
So this God that passed by Elijah is in the wind, but he's not in the wind.
所以有时候神用这个意象哦。
So God used this vision.
用声音。
Use sound.
用心中很强烈的意念 inner promptings, 很强烈的意念。
And use a very strong inner prompting in the heart.
或者你在领受神的话语当中得到了灵感。
Or the moment when you receive the words of God, that you have this special movement in your heart.
或借着清心祷告主的，或在讲台上很真心在讲论神话语的那个当中。
And or when you pray and you're meditating on the words of God.
那些清心祷告人给你的这个劝告。
And the one or the people who has advised you with all the words of God.
或者讲台的信息。
Or the message from the prophet.
让你就听到出有神的旨意。
So when you hear all this.Then you know the words of God, the will of God for you.
是个别的运用的关系。
Because God used different ways.
所以这个是这启示的方法。
Because these are different ways that God reveal His words to you.
可以说面对面的四昼夜跟着神在见面的摩西。
It's like Moses talking to God face to face, day and night.
但是不是真的看到神，不是真的看到他的脸。
But Moses was not looking truly at the face of God.
因为根据那个《出埃及记》33:20，没有人能见神的面，见的人会死。
No one can see God, because anyone who see God will die.
那当然，这也是描写。神的面。
Because that describes the face of God.
好，那这样的话，就再把这神尽量的不让脱离我们日常的这物理或者物质方面的思考。
So we have to move away from this kind of concrete description of God.
但是呢，我们需要有这个天上天以外，还有需要有一个就神的殿呢。
But we still need to have this temple of God.
你知道吗？我们在旷野行走，以色列民他们怎么跟神见面
？And how does the people face God face to face in the wilderness?
在营就以色列营的外头有一个叫 tent of meeting， 就是说跟神会面的营帐帐营。
There's a tent of meeting.Outside the tent of meeting.
那么以利未人就要把神的会幕常常有时候要搭架起来，那他们要行进的时候要把它拆掉，把它折起来，把它扛着。
They move on. They have to take down the tent, put them together, and then carry the tent.
所以旷野的神的会幕。
So that tent.It's a tabernacle of God in the wilderness.
是可以移动的。
Because they're traveling, they can actually move the tent wherever they go.
所以我们称它为 portable sanctuary, 可以带着动的一个神的会所。
So they can consider this tent as a portable sanctuary because it's something that they can move with them as they go.
那等到大卫时期。
So during the time of King David.
就是我们早上念的撒母耳记下第七章。
This morning that we study in 1 Samuel chapter 7.
他有意来为神来建造一个固定的住所。
So King David, he has a heart to build this temple, a permanent worship place for God.
来结束旷野的移动性的这个会幕。
So that he can end this this portable, this movement of the temple, this tent, all this time in the wilderness.
所以我们就有这个英文叫 tabernacle的，这个以像以利先知的以利祭司在叙罗的这个会幕 tabernacle.
So that's this tabernacle in Shiloh.
然后呢就有所罗门所有的圣殿。
And then you see this king, this temple of God built by King Solomon.
我们称为第一圣殿。
So that's the first temple.
那么在公元前516左右完成了第二圣殿。
So
in 一直到主耶稣时代。
They completed the next temple.
那罗马兵,
the time of the Lord Jesus.
罗马兵毁灭第二圣殿以后。
So after when King Saul, I'm sorry, the Roman Empire has destroyed the second temple.
那么他们就在这以前已经在散居在各国的在犹太民。
And then all this, prior to that, when all this Israelite, they was dispersed all over the nation.
很早就有他们的 synagogue, 就是会堂。
They already have established a synagogue.
那也是他们的社会跟宗教的聚集的中心了。
But it's also the a central place for their religious life.
所以也是担任着圣殿时候的工作。
And it's a place where they it's a place of worship.
只不过他们不再用这个活的牲畜来献祭。
But it's no longer a place where they offer sacrifices.
代替的是用这个摩西五经做宝卷，好像在 ark， 那就好像在约柜那个位置。
The five book of Moses as an ark.
那就是说摩西五经跟大先知。
And the big prophet, the major prophet and the minor prophet.
四个那个小先这个大小先知的书卷。
And all the four major books of the major and minor prophets.
还是也需要有固定的崇拜的地方。
They still need to have a very permanent place for worship.
那为什么需要呢？
Why do they need that?
那我们先来看诗篇的78篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
我们看两节就好，一个78篇，一个132篇。
Chapter 78, Psalms chapter 78.
诗篇78篇描写神拣选了这个锡安山。
So let's look at Psalms chapter 78, that God has chosen this Mount Zion.
请看78篇的
Psalms chapter 78,
在67、68以下。
Verse 67, 68, 68到69。 Verse
神却拣选犹大支派，就是大卫、所罗门。
So God has chosen the tribe of Judah.
他所喜爱的启用锡安山。
And Mount Zion, which he loved.
来盖造神的圣所。
And he built a sanctuary.
就有如那高峰。
Like the heights.
那就建立永久之、永远存在之地。
And that like earth that we had established forever.
神拣选大卫。
So God has chosen King David.
这一方面成为他大卫宝座，就是变政治的中心。
And to be the political center.
而且大卫以后要出救主，出 Messiah 王。
And from the genealogy of King David will come the Savior.
这个观念一定要抓住。
So we have to understand this very important principle.
那第二个呢，就拣选锡安山。
And then next is to choose Mount Zion to
盖造圣所。
Establish his temple.
就复活世界宗教一个很重要一点，就是它是最高的地方。
And this is the Zion, which is the highest of the most mountain.
圣所通常有两个特点。
There are two characteristics of the temple.
一个是在世界最高的地方，不管它的海拔多少，是最高的地方。
The first characteristic is always on the mountain that's the highest.
第二个就是好像人的肚脐。
And the second is like
是地球的中央,
the navel,
地的中心,
which is the center of the whole earth.
那所有的四方, 四面八方的人都要来聚集, 来登上这个神的山。
So everyone from all over the world will then come together to the
center place,
and then go up to this high mountain.
耶路撒冷也担任这两个,
congregate together to worship God.
这两个, 耶路撒冷担任这两个重点。
So Jerusalem has these two characters.
那当然圣经有这些经文了。
And it's also mentioned in the Bible.
我们再看132篇。
Let's look at 132.
诗篇132篇。
132, Book of Psalms, 132.
请看第11节一下。
Psalms chapter 132, verse 11.
神说要让你所生的这后代啊， 坐在宝座上头。 第一节, 第11节。
So here it
坐在宝座,
says that 132,
大卫的宝座。 第11节。
Verse 11, that the Lord has sworn in truth that to David that.
那第十二节又加强那个条件性的祝福。
And then here on verse 12 it talks about conditional blessing.
他们要国作那个长存的话，就需要。要遵守神的爱神的守神的约。
So that they, in order to hold on to the throne forever, they have to keep.
那么十三节就是神拣选锡安当作自己的 dwelling place, 自己的居所。
In verse 13, God has chosen Zion to be its habitation.
做他安息的地方。
And it's the place where he rests forever.
他要住在这里。
And he will dwell in there forever.
我们对神的圣殿起码提出两个重点，一定要记住。
So just now we mentioned the temple of God. There are two very important.
一个是神立名的地方。
First is when one that he established.
神的名要立在这里。
His name will be established.
早上我们早上念的神的名要立在这里。
This is the first thing in the morning we mentioned that God will establish His name.
那第二个观念就是神要撒看，神要住在这里。
Second is that God will live here.
那意思就是说。你 要高举神的名 要奉神的名
So in other words that you have to lift his name on high
要把神的名这样传扬出去
And then spread his name and proclaim his name
第二个就是他要住在他所立名的这个居所
secondly,
圣殿会所
he will be dwelling in this place
所以假定神超越那你要求告他，你没有名字怎么求告
So God surpasses in all So how are you going to pray to this God?
Invoke你怎么求告他
？How do you evoke？
Invoke
God、
那第二个假定没有一个崇拜的地点，你怎么去来见他
？So if you do not have a place to worship God, then how do you see God？
所以就说，虽然他超越的，可是在人间需要是他立名，他要住所居所的。
So even God surpass in all, you still need to have a central place for worship among men.
但是呢，人会 abuse， 意思就是说会滥用、误用神的殿、神的名或神的居所。
But man will abuse of this temple of God。
那这个在犹太历史，在以色列民历史中已经见证出来。
And then we see this very clear in the history
of Israelites。或者今天几百年来的基督教界也可以见证出来。
And you can always see in all these thousand years of Christianity。
那意思就是说，什么是真正的崇拜
？So what is a true worship？
那什么是哪里是神的真正的居所？然后他充满的地方。
God is a place that God dwells in it.
所以就要邀请人来思考了。
So this is one thing that we should invite all of you.
那么神的临在，我们还可以来从一个意象来看出来。
So a place where the name of God is in, we can look at.
Elusive presence.
Elusive presence. We can look at.
我们来看以赛亚书的第六章。
In the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书六章。
Chapter six.
我们请学一个英文字眼，这其实就是西这是以色列语了哈。
So we're gonna learn a Hebrew word.
那就变成英文字了 ，Merkaba, M-E-R-K-A-B-A-H, Merkaba.
Merkaba.
Merkaba mystery, Merkaba mysticism.这是记住这个字。
So remember this word.
就神的宝座的隐秘，神的宝座的神秘。
So the elusiveness of the throne of God.
那当然你要就要记住 ，Makkah 本身就是神 divine throne， 神的宝座的意思。
So Makkah is a divine throne.
那为什么神的宝座会变成一个很重要的神临现的一个特征
？So why is this throne so important where God present and presents himself?
那当然在以赛亚书六章就描写神宝座的显现了。
So in the book of Isaiah chapter 6 it shows the revelation of God.
那这时候当然你要是看第四节
，in verse 4，
那就是说这个时候呢，充满了烟，圣殿充满了烟云呢。
So here it says that in the house of God it was filled with smoke.
这充满烟云，意思就是什么呢
？So what does it mean that the house was filled with smoke？
就是利未记十六章十三节所说的。
Because it's written in the book of Leviticus.
就说在神的殿 16 verse 13 就说神的烟云在法柜上这样的这弥漫着
So it's the smoke of God was filled in the tabernacle
意思就是说在崇拜在献祭的时间
So during the time
香炉的香烟这火烟这弥漫着
It's just the smoke from the incense
那在
still in the temple
在施恩座就是变成在遮蔽神
so
隐藏神
when it's filled on the throne of God, it's like covering God.
所以你看到至圣所里头，神的宝座是坐在这施恩座的上头，在两个基路伯的上头。
So the throne is on this ark between the two angel.
Two
cherubim.
那这个我们当然要从另外的经文来看。
So we can look at this from another verse.
但是在以赛亚书六章，我们可以看到正在崇拜的时候。
So in chapter 6, during the time when they are making sacrifices and they're worshiping God.
旧约时代，甚至到甚至在主耶稣时代。
Even until the time of the Lord
Jesus. 在圣殿献祭的那同时，在殿外就有崇拜跟在祷告的时间。
They have a time where they worship during the time.
他们就在外头祷告，叫集体祷告。
There is a time where they pray together, congregating together in prayer.
那就在这个在崇拜当中，神的宝座显现出来，是这一节的重点。
So this is during the time of worship that God appear in on the throne.
历史的年代来说。
And from the time of the historical.
这呼西亚王783到742，他统治年间的最后一天、最后一年，他死。 那就那意象就显现了。
So the time when King Uzziah died,
783到
72，during the time of 783。
那最后一年就他死。That's
the time when he died.
这一年神意象显现出他的宝座在圣殿里头。So
this is the time when God appeared on the throne.
你就问这个问题了。So
you ask this question.
是天上宝座在耶路撒冷呢？
Is this the heavenly throne in Jerusalem?
还是以赛亚先知看的是另外天上宝座的意象？
Or is what Isaiah saw in the vision of this throne?
那这个意象的这个界限呢，就是说这虚跟实的界限，你好像分不太出来。
So it's really difficult to differentiate one that's seen in the vision and one that's actually on the throne.
So what is illusory and what is real?
And what is
mystery,
what is real, it's very hard to differentiate. So indeed, it's from the vision that revealed this throne, this God present on the throne.
而且要经过一番的这个象征动作。
So it's through many series of symbolic actions.
意思就是说，神要差遣以赛亚到那个以色列的硬心的这个以色列民当中。
That God's going to send Isaiah to the Israelites that has hardened their hearts.
那他要传达神的旨意了。
And there he's going to proclaim the message of God.
但是他要经过一个很重要的动作，就是要洁净的动作。
Go through a very important process where he has to cleanse himself.
那就第五节、第六节描写。
In verse 5, verse 6, here.
那他嘴唇不洁净，住在不洁净民当中，怎么能够配得让神来差遣？
He says that I'm the man of unclean lips, dwell in the midst of unclean people.
所以天使用火剪。
How can I be sent?
火炭来烫他的嘴。
So then God send an angel seraphim to hand him a live coal to burn his tongue.
然后得到洁净，那神在说差遣谁为我们去？
So now his tongue is being cleansed, and he says, "Send me."
那以赛马上应命说：“我在这，请差遣我。”
And the voice of God he heard, "Who shall I send?" And Isaiah answered, "Here I am. Send me."
当然，这个有很多的重要道理在里头。
So there are very important teachings.
但我们所要看的就是前面所描写的这个神坐在高高的宝座上头。
But what we want to look at is that the Lord is sitting on the throne.
那这个
on high.
这个我们应该就要再从头从列王记上的22章。
So let's look back in First King chapter 22.
这里说神的宝座。
First King chapter 22, here's talk about the throne of God.
列王记上22章。
First King chapter 22.
19节。
Verse 19. First King chapter 22, verse 19.
当然这个前头是关有关亚哈王要叫这个 宫殿里头的先知来跟他说，他这次出战跟那个亚兰来出在战争的时候会不会得胜
？So here King Ahab was inquiring the prophet whether he will have victory when he's going to fight against.
那这些众先知啊，那是宫廷先知啊，充满了虚谎的心性。
Say all these prophets, they are filled with lies.
就是说，就是他们的心机了，就是说心机哈，充满了的虚谎，要谄媚，迎合王的好意的意思。
So in order to please God, they are filled with a lot of lies.
那他们就讲，王会得胜。
So they lie to this king that You will have victory.
但是米盖亚便伊姆拉，就是因为伊姆拉的儿子米盖亚，他就看到一个异象。
But Micaiah, is a prophet, and he saw a vision.
他说：“你看，你要听神的话。
”He said, "You must listen to the Lord."
我看见神坐在宝座上头。
I saw the Lord sitting on the throne. Verse 19.
天上的万军侍立在他的左右。
And all the hosts of heavens standing by.
我们要知道这个万军啊 ，Tzebaot 这个字眼哦。
So we must understand hosts.
一个是指着天上的星星哈。
The hosts refers to the stars in the heaven.
像天上众星，还有神的儿子一样，啊，好像天在颂赞神。
The sons of God that are praising God.
啊，就是说 the stars and constellations and planets， 这些都在颂赞神。啊，那另外一个这个的君呢，指着是天使。
And another reference of this host refers to angels.
所以我想算这个众星星的星，有时候翻成万象，讲这个狮豹那个动物的象，那个 elephant 哈，那不是万象指万星万军的意思。
And this host refers to the host of armies.
所以神是指着说，神是万军的神啊。
So God is God of hosts.
神是那个切巴奥特，神是万军之天使，天上天界的这个王。
And he's the king of all the hosts.
那他坐在宝座上，有千千万万的使者在。
So he was sitting on the throne with them thousands and thousands of prophets.
那这个天上宝座就成为在描写神临现的一个，他是大君王，他是审判主。
And he is the judge.
那犹太教的经典传统很多。
And this is recorded in many of the
Jewish writings.
Jewish writing.
那但是我们来看诗篇。
Let's look at the book of Psalms.
113篇。
113.
这用诗的形式来描写神的宝座在天上。
So here is describing the throne of God in heaven through a poem.
那么既然我们查经了
，So since we're studying
我们在查经
the Bible，
我们就要把我们自己思考或视野啊，就尽量往四方上下四方来伸展啊。
So let's study all this from different perspectives.
所以你怎么来了解一个经文呢？你怎么让它诠释一个经文
？All this in Psalms chapter 113.
附带说，就一节到四节。
First 1 to 4.
那他说要赞美神，要赞美神。
Here it says praise the Lord.
啊，这个是从111节以下，你就可以看到赞美神的这个话语。
So starting from Psalms 111, you can see this. Praise the Lord.
起头有你们要赞美神，或者结束用你们要赞美神。
In the beginning you praise the Lord. In the end you praise the Lord.
一方面就是这神的祭司啊，他们仆人也要跟百姓一样的赞美神。
So in other words, the priests and the servants, they all have to praise the Lord.
要赞美神的名。
They have to praise the name of the Lord.
好，请看二节。
Verse 2.
从今时到永远是从时间。永永远远来看，要永远的赞美神。
Psalms 113 verse 2, blessed be the name of the Lord from the time now and forever.
那再看第三节。
Verse 3,
从这空间的两极，东方日出到西方的日落。
And from the rising of the sun to its going down.
那意思就是说这个 special， 这个地方的这极限。
So you can see this spatial.
所有都涵盖在里头了。
One end to the other.
就要赞美神。
You praise the Lord.
那这个自然界跟人世间也需要不需要
？And in the natural world and in
要不要
among men.
那第四节就从
verse 4 it says
从时间空间转到第四节。
That's from time and space now turns to verse 4.
就神超乎万民之上。
The Lord is high above all nations.
是用这民众、用社会、用那邦国。是人群聚集的地方。
So this is where men all gather together.
他就是属于人世间的。
And he belongs to all men.
神是超越人世间一切的一切。
But God surpasses beyond all this.
除了这个人世以外，还有自然界呢。
And beyond this man, there's just also the natural world.
那神的荣耀高过诸天，高过 Hashemiah 很多的这个自然界。
It's above the heavens.
所以你从这三节，就有时间、空间、万民跟自然。
So, all verse 2, 3, 4, from the time and space, from all nations and from all heavens and earth,
然后呢, praise the Lord. 神在哪里?
And then in verse 5, it says, who dwells on high?
啊, 他住在高, 至高之处。
He dwells on high.
啊, 那他自己, 这个, 古代英文 humble就屈身。 也有弯腰谦卑，但应该说很谦恭的，或是弯腰的这样的描写他。
And he humbled himself to describe God.
但是我们要翻成谦卑，就变成现代的，好像很不好意思啦、客气啦、推辞这个意思，不是，一定不是。所以我们要把谦卑改成俯首、低着头、仰着、扶着手。So
this humility is when you You bow down.
也就是说，你应该翻译说，神自己弯着腰、俯着身，在观看天上地下的。
So God is one that kind of bow himself and then he looks down from heaven.
所以诗人只能描写神的宝座在高天，就是天上的天。
So the psalmist described that the throne of God is on high.
那我们从圣经又学到一点，神的宝座在天上的时候，有 footstool， 他的那个脚凳在哪里？
So then we also learn from Bible where is his footstool?
那当然就在地面上。
It's on earth.
所以天是他的宝座的话，他的地面，我们这个 Eretz 就这个地面上是他的放脚的地方。
So if heaven is his throne, then the earth is his footstool where he puts his feet.
这是一种天地的一个面，天地神充满的地方。
So this is how we describe heaven and earth. 那可是他 feels in awe.
他可以观监察，他可以审判，他可以因果报应。
So God can look at all this and he can judge.
所以他在俯身在观看地上地下的事。
So he humbles himself, he bowed himself, and then he was looking down what's happening on earth.
那我们就要精简的描写他有什么作为。
So what does God do?
你做一个诗，不能说每句话都说，你要点出神有什么作为。
So when you write about the Psalms, you just don't describe him all over the place. What does he do?
就用哈拿之歌的那个观念。
So we should have this, the Psalms written by Hannah.
Hannah 祷告当中颂赞神。
And the way Hannah prayed was she prayed to God and praised him.
就是说神从灰中抬举。
And God is lifted on high from the ashes.
从粪土中提拔这个穷乏人。
And he lift up all those poor people.
使他们可以成为尊贵的， 好像王子一样。
So that they can be noble again.
就是神的公平待人。
So this is how God is being fair to all people.
是他的公义 justice.
It's because of his justice.
那再来呢，再看他的神， 他是一个 vindicator，
他是一个伸冤的神。 He's the one that listens to the cries of men.
像 Sarah 不能生产。
Just like Sarah.
像 Hannah 不能生产。
Just like Hannah.
像 Elizabeth 不能生产。
It's just like Elizabeth.
但神都给他们成为有孩子的母亲。
But God allows all of them to be a mother.
来免除掉这个社会上的这个羞辱了。
So that they can bear, they can remove all the humiliation from society.
而且呢，可以享受这传宗接代立名的这样的荣誉了。
So in order to take on this honor of passing on,
所以你看起来
next generation,
因为神是高高在天。
So you can see that God is always high above.
可是呢，他却彰显在人间的他的作为。
But still, he make possible his presence in among men.
所以因为你在想他的超越。
So you have to imagine and you have to understand his the way he surpassed all.
或是 transcendent.
Oh, his transcendent.
或者一方面又想到他具体的作为。
And also at the same time you have to also understand his very concrete.
那进了会堂以后。
So now when you enter into the temple.
那我们就要戒慎。
So now we have to be careful.
Be cautious.
因为我们很容易会变成进进出出到神的殿，变成一个习惯。 Because it becomes maybe a routine that we'll just go in and out of the temple.
正月一号的月朔，比如说新月。
Whereas like the first day
first,
of the
moon,
或者说
每一个节气有一个就是节气的最后一天一定有 High Sabbath 的最
安息日的安息日 there's always a High Sabbath
或者每到节气的时候有一个 Religious Convocation
then,
一个宗教大会
or a very major religious convocation
你都要崇拜你都要献礼物都要祷告
you need to worship God
那譬如说现在犹太人会堂当中
and then now, in the Jewish synagogue,
或者说英国 就从前十六世纪十七世纪以来出了一个 Common Prayer Book
Common Prayer Book
或者说他们在每个礼拜天有一个 lection 一个 要读的圣经
and then also a book that they have to study always in
很多人就是为了这个已经既定的这个固定的形式而行事。
So many of them, this kind of worship of what they need to do become a routine.
那他们在会堂或在这个他们的教会祷告的时候，就用一条一条的条文，在犹太教有十八条祷告词，然后再把它念完。
They have to read all these 18 benedictions during their time of worship.
或者他们祷告说，祷告完讲一定的话语。
And then after their prayer, they will recite a very formulate language.
但是呢，他们的确如此，有心呐。
So, but they do have this heart.
但是呢，会忘记祷告词的精义在哪里。
But they forget the essence of the prayer.
好，所以这里就让我们想起说，天上的天不足你居住。
So here allows us to think that this heavens and above
heaven. 何况我手所做的殿呢？
Cannot contain you. What more is my hand?
那意思就是说，天上的天都可以具体化在我们人间。
So, but this heaven of heaven can actually come into our heart.
但是呢，我们不能把它很具体的、这固定型的，把它局限在人的这个想象或语言当中。
Contain God into this man's descriptions.
好，我们今天下午就这样的查考。那其他呢，请神，请求主耶稣来带领我们。
And may the Lord guide us.
我们来唱诗五百首。
Let's sing hymns 500.